Welcome to the Advancing Healthcare Through Data podcast series, where we explore the future of healthcare and the innovations that are shaping it. I'm your host, Matt Langan, and today we'll be diving into the current trends, challenges, and solutions surrounding data management in healthcare, especially focusing on the need for centralized data repositories. And today we're joined by Mark Kutzer, who's the VP of Business Development at IMAT Solutions, who will discuss this topic further. And welcome back, Mark. It's always great to have you.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for the invite.
You got it. And let's really, I guess, start at a high level, Mark, if you don't mind. Why are centralized data repositories becoming so crucial in healthcare tech these days?
It's a great question, Matt. It's really about value-based care and the need for smooth data interoperability. Think about all the data coming from EMRs and claims and labs. It's scattered everywhere. So the bottom line is, an industry centralized repository pulls everything together, making it accessible for that key decision-making process.
Okay, great. Now, are there any challenges in aggregating clinical and claims data for these purposes?
Most definitely. This is a big nut to crack, because the main challenge is data standardization, you know, since clinical and claims data come from different systems and also different formats. There's also the issues of data completeness and quality, which is key. It's trying to address the garbage in, garbage out conundrum. And that's where the IMAT platform comes in, because it standardizes, it cleanses, and it integrates the data to ensure it's ready for use.
All right, got it. But I mean, there's got to be a catch. So like, what's the catch and why isn't everybody else already doing this?
Well, it's the infamous data silo conundrum, Matt. You know, different systems don't talk to each other, which in turn creates data inconsistencies. You may have five different records in five different places, so it's tough to get a clear picture without bringing all that clinical and claims data together in one centralized data repository.
Okay, great. Now let's get into data aggregation and deduplication. Where do they come into play?
Well, aggregation collects and organizes data from multiple sources into a unified view. Think of it like gathering puzzle pieces. Now, deduplication is about merging those overlapping data to make sure we have one complete, accurate record. It's the difference between having five fragmented pieces of information versus one clear picture from a patient 360 view perspective.
Okay, and what about quality reporting and how does data aggregation help there?
Very, very important question. CMS requires comprehensive quality reporting for programs like HEDIS and STARS. And aggregated data plays a key role in this, because it ensures that organizations have the necessary information to accurately report on these quality measures, meet compliance standards, and avoid the penalties. It also enables the proactive improvements in care as trends can be identified really early and acted upon.
Okay, that's really interesting. So what's driving the urgency for these processes now?
It's those federal mandates, you know, like the 21st Century Cures Act. It's pushing for data interoperability. Plus, the HEDIS and STARS ratings demand high-quality clean data. So organizations need these processes to meet these requirements to ensure optimal care.
All right. So does the IMAT Solutions platform offer integrated tools to really handle this?
Absolutely. We've built a scalable CDR solution that includes automated monitoring to identify issues based on events and profiles. You know, teams can access reports and dashboards and triage tools to resolve problems really fast. We offer query builders, so we can search the repository, generating reports, giving the ability to export data into various formats. And then there's also a secure patient portal for, very importantly, real-time data access, backed by a comprehensive logging and an intuitive admin console for managing everything.
Nice. That's really good stuff there. And what about payers? How does this platform support them?
In addition to the platform capabilities, For payers, it streamlines data integration to provide a comprehensive view of their member health. This in turn helps evaluate trends, identify care gaps, and engage members proactively. Clean data also ensures accurate quality reporting and compliance. It all comes down to better data, making better decisions, resulting in better care.
Yeah, it definitely does, Mark. So how does the centralized repository support healthcare organizations specifically?
So our platform integrates data from various sources into the repository for normalization, aggregation, deduplication, and the very necessary data quality checks. This ensures accurate data for analytics and supports use cases like HEDIS improvement, the care coordination, and predictive analytics. The repository that we have can handle billions of records and has the ability to integrate seamlessly via the APIs that we have.
That's great. You know, let's dive in a little more onto the API side. So why are APIs an important integration tool for accessing data in a CDR?
Well, having the ability to provide secure third-party access via APIs provides several benefits when accessing a centralized data repository. Firstly, you get real-time data access. So our APIs enable seamless real-time retrieval of data, ensuring up-to-date information is available for decision-making. Secondly, it meets the interoperability mandates by facilitating the integration with other systems, allows data to be shared across platforms and applications without any manual processes. Thirdly, you are able to have customizable workflows. You know, APIs support the creation of these custom workflows by pulling only the specific data needed for those specific use cases in the analytics and reporting of patient care. Four would be enhanced security. APIs allow for secure, role-based access data. You only get to see what you're allowed to see, ensuring that only the authorized users can retrieve or modify information. And then lastly, scalability. The APIs enable scalable solutions for organizations, allowing the data access to grow alongside the repository as more data is added. So with these five key attributes, the benefits make the APIs crucial for leveraging the full potential of a centralized data repository in healthcare.
All right, this is great, Mark. Really appreciate you shedding light on the critical role of centralized data repositories in healthcare and how IMAT Solutions is really leading the way in managing and leveraging health data. And this concludes this Advancing Healthcare Through Data podcast interview, where Mark Kutzer, VP of Business Development at IMAT, discussed the current trends, challenges, and solutions surrounding data management in healthcare, especially focused on the need for centralized data repositories. And Mark, as always, thank you so much for your time.
Matt, glad to be here. Enjoyed our talk. Have a great day.